What's David Shearer up to these days, and how is he faring with his new UN position in South Sudan? Well, he landed in the country on Friday, and I filed this report.
As Labour's Jacinda Ardern and the Green Party's Julianne Genta vie over the freshly abandoned turf that is the Mount Albert electorate, its previous inhabitant, former Labour MP David Shearer, is starting work in South Sudan. The appointment of Shearer as Special Representative of the UN Secretary General comes at a difficult time for the African nation. Over 50,000 people have died in the civil war that broke out in 2013 between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those loyal to his former Vice President Riek Machar. Shearer landed in the war-torn country on Friday and there, on the tarmac, laid out his plan for tackling the problems at hand.
I come with a very fresh and open mind about South Sudan. I haven't obviously had a long experience here. I'm going to be spending my first few weeks in listening mode and just hearing what people have got to say to me. I'm looking forward to the assignment. I know it's going to be challenging, but I feel that the South Sudanese people deserve to have a state that is functioning and it looks after them and is stable and it provides for their peace and their prosperity. So what we can do to contribute to that, I'll certainly be doing my very best to make sure that happens. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but you know, when you look at other countries that have been in the same path that South Sudan's been before, following a liberation war, it does take some time to move forward. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to support the various actors, get behind them and bring people together and create some stability. So, I'm not an expert, so I'm not going to prophesize about what's going to happen, but I am looking forward to being here, looking forward to being in, as I say, listening mode, and then in a little bit of time I can talk to you perhaps a little more about how we see our way forward.
He later met with South Sudan's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Deng Alor Kowal.
I had a very warm welcome from the Minister in our first meeting. I'm looking forward to working with the Sudanese government and with the Minister, and to do what we can as the United Nations to try and bring both South Sudan back together again and to progress. We've got I know there's a lot of work to be done, but we're here to help in the way that we best can to enable that to happen.
We need to work together for the peace of this country.
As the two men speak, a rather ominously placed portrait of President Salva Kiir sits on the wall behind them. Kiir has been criticized for failing to prevent South Sudan's crisis and the widespread human rights abuses that now plague the nation. On Saturday, Shearer received the UN Peacekeeper's Guard of Honour at a basketball court turned parade ground. His pained expression aside, he's definitely in listening mode for the moment. For BFM News, Cormac Smith-Tierney.